We get things rolling this afternoon by welcoming into the studio, well, a sure sign of spring. You may say it's baseball season, crocuses appearing in your backyard. I say I know it's spring when Tim Bowdy from Bangor Parks and Recreation joins us here in studio. Hello, Tim.
How you doing?
Little ray of sunshine that you are.
Well, you know, every day.
No question about that. It's back again, and trying to think, we're talking, what, 53rd?
53rd.
Holy cow. Kandusky Extreme Canoe Race this Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun. One of the great events of the year. But we were talking earlier, that water is a little high right now, Tim.
It's high, but we're going to be all set for Saturday for a good race. Probably going to drop a little bit without rain until Saturday. So we should be good even with the high tide through the middle of the day at the finish line.
Fantastic. So no changes in the course then for this year?
No changes. No, we don't anticipate anything changing going into Saturday.
Excellent. I like the sound of that. Pre-registration is going on. How is that going? How many craft do you have so far?
We're moving in on about 350 craft and 700 boaters right now. The next day or two, people really start rolling in. They kind of check the weather on Saturday and see whether they want to do it or not. And we'll have a lot of people even on Saturday itself showing up and registering.
But to be smart, save yourself a little money, pre-register, right?
Register before Friday. Friday, we start with race day registration rates, which is $50 a person, whereas right now it's $35. You can go online or come on down to the office to register.
All right, that sounds like a heck of a plan right there. I know you got some of the contenders back, because the great thing about this race is that it's highly competitive, and at the same time, it's a great experience for just the recreational folks as well. But Trevor McLean coming back again.
Trevor's absolutely coming back again. We've got him. We've got the maybe boat, the number one boat. They're actually going to have 10 people in the boat this year.
My Lord.
Going huge. And we also have Gumby. Gumby's back for another year.
Glad to hear that. Zip?
Zip, absolutely. Zip this year actually will not be boating by himself. He'll have his girlfriend with him, and wow, they will be motoring down the river.
But will she be standing up too?
I don't think so. She's done it once before with him, and she didn't. So,
well, it's always a lot of fun. I can't wait for it. It's a big day. And how many years is it for you now that you've been involved with this?
This will be my, I believe, 11th race that I've been involved with. It seems like they just flow right into the other, and it wasn't that long ago. We hit the 50th, obviously, and then before we know it's going to be the 60th.
Now, is it safe to say that the planning for this really starts pretty much the day after last year's race?
We usually do, yeah. Well, we take Sunday off, and then on Monday we'll start to debrief a little bit about, you know, things that we may want to change. We always try to tweak here and there to make things run a little smoother and a little better for everyone.
Well, you guys do such a great job with it. It literally runs like clockwork every year. But one of the things we always like to get out there is information about what people should and shouldn't do if they want to be good spectators and be respectful of people's property. That's important to keep in mind.
Very important, especially at Six Mile Falls. The gentleman there allows a lot of people down on his lawn and stuff. Just if you pick up when you leave, make sure you're not digging in. Where you park, be careful that there's no parking signs in a lot of spots, just for safety along the way. And obviously right out in Kanduskeg, being safe. Again, we use the lawn of one of the people in Kanduskeg to put all the boats on before they start in.
Now, you're starting, as always, up by the Mystic Tide Grange.
We are. Actually, the Mystic Tide this year has been closed down. So the actual registration and sign-in is going to be across the bridge at the Kanduskeg Union Church. They'll also be having breakfast, a free breakfast over there.
Oh, fantastic.
They will accept donations, of course, and it's for them and the Kanduskeg Fire Department. So all donations will go to them.
Now, will they have beans? Because I know our friend Dale Duff will want to know that.
That I'm not sure about. I mean, he probably can put in a special request.
I'm sure. I mean, it's the Duffer.
That's
have
right.
Beans ready, yeah. You got to. And then the first boats will go off 8:30?
8:30. We'll do 5 boats every minute. Until they're all off, and then usually the first boaters on a good fast day, about 10:30, the first set of boats will start rolling through.
Now, for anybody who hasn't watched before, where are some of the best places to be a river vulture and check things out?
Well, Six Mile, absolutely, obviously, one of the best. You can see some people portage, some people decide to run it, and that's where you're going to see a lot of boats flipping and dropping. There's a few places right in Kanduskeg over the bridge. Just be careful. Once again, there is traffic and stuff going around. And then all the way, once you get into downtown, the finish line is right downtown. And then the pullout is in Gomez Park, which is just before the Penobscot River. Yep. It's another great spot to see everybody coming in and finishing. And down there, Darlings has a warming tent where they'll have coffee, hot chocolate, cookies, and the Sea Dog does chili and chowder for the contestants.
And you guys always, I always love to be down right at the finish line watching the operation with you guys recording times and finished places and all that thing. It's fascinating to watch that whole operation.
It's come so far. When we first started, we had a DOS-based system trying to do it all. And now it's an actual timing system, which was difficult to find because we're such a big race. When you talk to other races around the country and they'll say, yeah, we get, 50 to 100 boats, so we do this kind of timing. And we tell them, 50 to 100, that's our first two classes.
So is it a Tog Heuer timing system like skiing or?
Nope, it's actually a gentleman wrote the program for us. So it's on its own. It's 11 years old. So I'm sure there's going to be some tweaking that's going to have to happen at some point. But it's worked out great. It's pretty easy to use and it makes it really, really good for everyone.
And how many different classes are there?
We do 23 different classes. Anything from the open class, which is for any boats with at least three people in it, or it can be a paddleboard, which we have a few paddleboarders this year. We have the giant paddleboard, which will be four people on a paddleboard.
Oh, wow.
Then we're down to kayaks, and the 23rd class is actually high school college students.
Very nice. So we're talking to Tim Bowdy from Bangor Parks and Recreation Department about the Kanduska Extreme Canoe Race this weekend. With that high water, do you think we might have a shot at a record?
Might. You never know. It depends on how everything's going when the tide's coming in or out. As you get closer, obviously, to the end, if the tide's coming in, it's going to slow you down a little bit. But I know, Trevor's always flirting with it there. And Ben Randall was very close with him last year. And the maybe boat, with 10 of them in there, maybe not as much this year, yeah. But they'll still move along. And one of the best boats will be with Bucky and Jeff Owens and their wives. They're doing a boat this year. So that's just a great thing to see.
And that's one of my favorite parts, having covered this for a number of years, just seeing the people. It's like a reunion in many ways, seeing those faces that come back year after year.
Yeah, we have, two of the big races, Chip Loring and Terry Westcott, have been doing it for the other. They're actually doing a boat together this year. They're going to ride together. So
that's
like an all-star team right there.
Fantastic. Well, you guys do such a wonderful job of organizing this. It really is a highlight of the year. Can't wait for it. And it looks like maybe a few showers, but not a washout on Saturday.
No. A few showers here and there won't be bad. And most of the participants probably be wet at some point anyway.
Right, yeah. That may make it a little bit easier to transition into
exactly.
Going into the water. Hey, Tim, we thank you as always. Good luck this weekend. And remember, Sunday's coming. You can take a deep breath and put your feet up.
Thank goodness. Great,
thanks. Tim. Tim Bowdy with us from Bangor Parks and Recreation. The 53rd Kanduska Extreme Canoe Race coming up this weekend.